USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's now up to House Democrats to decide how to act upon Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report. They could subpoena him to testify, but while making his first public statement on the report, he made it clear where he stands.
The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says right now nothing is off the table.
He also was clear in saying that if he thought the president could be cleared, he would have cleared him, but he didn't. And that is very clear. So he has given us an array of facts which we will take to the Congress and to the courts as we go forward, as we investigate and litigate.
In a tweet, the president said there was insufficient evidence. The case is closed.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Authorities in Oklahoma say drones are hurting the flood rescue efforts. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
The Tulsa area hit hard by dangerous flooding as the Arkansas River continues to rise, and emergency helicopters have been trying to search for flood victims and drop supplies in the area. But Sergeant Richard Muhlenberg of the Tulsa Police says their efforts have been hampered by people trying to take pictures of the damage with drones.
What we're having is people are flying drones out there outside of the standard regulations.
He says about 30 drones were flying illegally at one time in the area on Tuesday, and the helicopters had to be kept away to avoid a crash.
There's more rain in the forecast in western Arkansas, where the Arkansas River is nearing its crest. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
We are looking at nature and its power, and it can be very devastating. And so we have to take this very seriously.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The damage from so many tornadoes have people across the country assessing the damage. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains one governor is saying his state will begin the long rebuilding process.
From Texas all the way to the Ohio Valley, all the way up to New York, states are getting hammered by tornadoes. Now, this has been going on for well over a week, and there's really no end in sight. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine tells Fox News that his state will recover.
We were hit really hard. Counties, one north of Dayton, Mercer County, and then two right in the Dayton area, Greene County and Montgomery County. But people are resilient.
A continuing migrant surge on the southern border has overwhelmed detention facilities and left the U.S. Border Patrol scrambling to devise strategies on how to release asylum seekers. Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, testified to a House committee last week. Our immigration system is full, and we are well beyond our capacity. In March and April, more than 200,000 migrants crossed the southern border illegally, many turning themselves in as asylum seekers. Because the Immigration and Customs Enforcement lacks detention space, the Border Patrol has begun direct releases of large numbers of families into border communities. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.